This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That was Carl Dukes, who is in Atlanta, followed Kirk Cousins closely last year. And I got to tell you, after hearing that, anybody who heard that want Kirk Cousins?
Fellas.
A lot of fellas.
He got after it.
It was very nice. Yeah, like Kirk Cousins, one of those. I know Andrew Brandt always talks about the the Hall of Fame, Business Hall of Fame. Kirk Cousins is a Business Hall of Famer. He's a guy who bet on himself multiple occasions. Any quarterback willing to play under the franchise tag as opposed to taking a lower total and guaranteed money over years, like, Cousins is that guy. So he's made a lot more money than some quarterbacks who he is not as good as. But he is looking for a new home next year, clearly. And the Browns have been associated with him from day one because it's Stefanski. And I'm just curious where Browns fans would be at with somebody like Cousins as we're talking about the draft, drafting a QB and also going after somebody like Cousins.
And financially, how do you even make it work? You're still in Deshaun Watson hell, if you will, right, with the contract. So how do you even make this work? You know, inheriting a contract like that, there'd be a lot of, you know, a lot of piles of money having to move around. I've always liked Kirk Cousins, you know, as a quarterback, kind of the game manager, not going to do anything too flashy, but not going to kill you. But he's also, to your point, Anthony, he's become kind of the poster boy of the bad contract over the last couple of years.
$300 million he's made. Oof. $300 million Kirk Cousins has made to play football in this league. So it's something I'd be very nervous about. I'm just seeing the cut-ups. Granted, these are all the lowlights. But him not being able to throw to the opposite hash, guys just sitting
not
on it.
Not a good look.
You know, the arm's not there. And obviously he was coming back from injuries. He played injured last year. It was an ugly situation all the way around. Meanwhile, at the Combine, one of the things that is very big at the Combine is the interview process. So I always laugh when fans have all made up their minds on the players they want in the draft, but the fans aren't talking to the players. They're not talking about their situations. They're not talking to their high school coaches or their college coaches. Well, NFL teams are tasked at doing just that. And then they could still end up drafting a Johnny Manziel from time to time. So maybe they don't do all their due diligence. But typically teams are better. They are, I'd say, more comprehensive in what they know about these players and how they evaluate them. So character comes up all the time when it comes to this stuff. So that's why it was so interesting. Yesterday, the Browns posted a little chit-chat. The assistant GM of the Cleveland Browns, Catherine Hickman, with Andrew Siciliano talking about how they, the Cleveland Browns, evaluate the character of prospects coming out.
We do really two main things while we're here. It's the medical information that we gather on these players, and then it's really sitting down with them, with our coaches, and talking football. With some of them, it's addressing some things in the character and the background, and we want to make sure we dive into some specifics that we've identified through the fall process and making sure that we get closer to our full picture and our full process in getting to know these guys, not just as players, but as human beings. And that's a huge component of what we do here. There's a fine balance between your needs, between best player available, between the value matches the slot where we're going to pick them. So how do you all put this together and really also make sure that you get great people? The one thing you can't miss on the person. And those are things that we are very intentional and relentless when it comes to figuring out who these guys are, both on and off the field.
That was courtesy of the Browns. And I thought for a second that we were being duped by an Onion article or a Babylon Bee. I got to go left and right on these things, Tom. People will get mad and call my boss. So I thought I was being duped. Like, I thought it was a joke when I saw this transcribed, and then I heard it. Mm-hmm. And look, I want to be fair. Everything she's talking about is what all the GMs say. The Browns have been one of the teams in the NFL that have taken more risks on, let's just be honest, bad character guys. Now, when players are involved in stuff off the field in college, then drop in the draft, then head to, say, a team like the Eagles, Jalen Carter, it's tough to not salivate at a guy falling that has that on him, that baggage, but at the same time can play like he has. Jalen Carter had no business falling to where he fell. There were character issues. The Browns, just like the Eagles, have been willing to let guys who slide take chances on those guys. But does anything she just said match up with their success rate when it comes to character and evaluating the person?
No.
Because I think they have one of the worst track records in the league doing that.
Especially with the draft, never mind the trade that they made that we talk about every day that has completely altered this franchise, right? It's almost like all these tenets that she was just holding on to and abiding by got thrown out the window with Deshaun Watson, right?
You mean their guardrails? They went the other way?
Yeah, and you're right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Right. She's saying all the right things there. And I know, you know, from talking to people over there at the Browns, they do their due diligence. They do try to dive as deeply as they possibly can into these guys. But then by the same token, you know, the Perrion Winfrey draft of a couple of years ago, which absolutely backfired, you know, on the draft day, we were doing the research in the media room, uncovering things that the Browns certainly should have known about before they even made that move. Then obviously, you know, things spiraled out of control with him. He's just one example. It's a tough spot for teams because everybody's got some kind of a background to some degree, right? So they try to be as detailed and as comprehensive in their background searches as they can on these people. Things just happen sometimes too.
They do, and you can't have, you know, choir boys complete your roster. You're not gonna go very far. And it's the NFL, it's entertainment. I think it's sad to say, but let's be honest, I think most of our fans, they wouldn't care if we had a team full of guys with a rap sheet if they
just
won the Super
Bowl. Yeah.
And if Deshaun Watson, I don't care what anybody says, if Deshaun Watson would have just been the same Deshaun Watson from Houston, I don't think people are talking about all the baggage.
You're right.
I really don't. And I think he would have also been able to convert some of the people who hated the move. Had he have just played well. It is kind of a double standard in this league. But when not only do you have baggage, not only do you play poorly, and then you're unavailable, you know, Michael Hall, local kid.
Great example.
But we had Albert Breer telling us before the draft that some teams had him as undraftable. So we draft him and immediately suspended by the NFL for off-the-field conduct. Like, that's an instance where does that match up at all with what your assistant GM just said, who's obviously taking her marching orders from Andrew Berry?
Of course.
Now, the Haslams, this is the key here. The Haslams, who have spared no expense to try to build a winner, it is pretty obvious that Dee and Jimmy are okay taking chances on anybody if they think they can strike gold. If they think they've found the market inefficiency, they feel like they are going to capitalize on other teams' misses. They've just been so lousy.
You've
got to
done it. Yeah, you have a dozen examples of those, right?
I mean, Perrion Winfrey is another one.
Yeah.
That, again, his talent, you looked at his tape, and it was hard not to gush. But why did Perrion Winfrey get drafted where Perrion Winfrey got drafted? Because no other teams wanted to take a chance on him at a place where they could get fired if they took that guy and he got in trouble with the league. And how many games did Perrion Winfrey play with us with the Cleveland Browns? Like, and then not only that, Tom, you're bringing these players in the community. Like, the Perrion Winfrey one was, he's right out in front of a popular hotel. A hotel that's had other incidents, unfortunately, with other people from the area and have played for the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Like, that's Kareem your Hunt. Community. That's that you're bringing these people from all walks of life into your community that represent your team. I don't think it's easy because I wanted Deshaun Watson. I was one of those, and I look like an idiot now for vouching for that guy who clearly never got his act together and had things going on in the background, and then his body failed him and wasn't good. Like, he just, it's an all-time miss. A lot of teams were willing to take a chance on Deshaun. Remember, a third of the league was in on him. But that's quarterback. What about these other positions where can't you just draft another guy?
Yeah, right.
Is there nobody else? Is there nobody else? That's the hard part about this. And I just don't know. Maybe this isn't the team for guys like that. Maybe this team is not the place for guys like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's tough, and it's not an exact science. And, you know, like I said before, situations change. Guys, you know, young guys like Michael Hall, let's talk about him for a second. Just like Albert Breer, I had heard from some people at Ohio State that this guy had red flags all over him, right? And so when they take him in the second round, I was like, uh-oh. Now, when you saw him on the field,
you understood how good
you saw on the field. Yeah. You were like, "Wow!" And you know, we saw him in spurts at Ohio State, right, where he was very dominant, right. Then we saw him on the practice field last summer, and we were like, "Okay, this guy is going to help the Browns immediately." And then obviously, we have the off-field situation. So, listen, I like Catherine. I think she's super smart. I've sat down with her for a couple of extensive interviews. I think she's got a chance to become the first female general manager in the NFL. I do think she's tracking in that direction,
which would be unbelievable in that league.
It would be. And again, she said all the right things yesterday, but unfortunately, we in Cleveland, who have paid close attention to this situation here over the last couple of years in terms of character, can see right through a lot of this.
It's tough. It's tough to hear that your team may not be the place for these bargains, but the Eagles are, and the Eagles win. And yet it's a chicken
right.
of the egg.
Yeah.
Like, so it's hard because I think the next time a guy like this is available, the Browns are also going to pounce again. And maybe that player is unbelievable and it's the find of a century. But their track record just doesn't necessarily point to that being the ultimate conclusion.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.